On Midwest Week, the presidential campaign in Iowa so far, less than 4 months before the caucuses. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest is Aaron Murphy, Lee Enterprises bureau chief in Des Moines, and his work appears here in the Quad City Times and Muscatine Journal. So, Aaron, are there some of the Democratic presidential candidates who are spending more time and energy in Iowa than others?
Well, I'd say it feels like they all are spending a lot of time here, speaking from someone whose job it is to follow them around. I'd say there may be some who have put a little bit more of an emphasis on Iowa than at least as far as physically being here. But they all are playing in Iowa. They're all competing here. There's nobody who is basically trying to skip Iowa, not worry about what happens here, focus on other states. They're all competing here. Are there a few that have been here more than others? Yeah, that's probably true. Off the top of my head, candidates like Kamala Harris recently focused her efforts here a lot, and she's coming here a lot more often than she used to. Elizabeth Warren has been here a lot. Cory Booker has been here a lot. Amy Klobuchar has been here a lot. You go down the list, and it's just the different degrees of a lot. You know, like I said, nobody's skipping Iowa.
Yeah, I get the impression that Harris has won because she's increased her staff a great deal in the state. And Pete Buttigieg, I think, has been putting more people and money into the state recently, too.
That's exactly right. And Elizabeth Warren was one who really built out her campaign early on. She had probably the best big operation early in this, and now a lot of the other ones, and Harris and Buttigieg are two that you mentioned that are now getting up to speed on that as well. The Biden team has really been staffing up a lot lately. Cory Booker had a good organization fairly early, so a lot of them spending a lot of time putting a lot of resources into Iowa.
And my memory is, though, Aaron, is that the people that did well in Iowa didn't necessarily go on to do well in the election. So why put so much time and energy in Iowa? Is it just hoping to get a respectable showing?
Yeah, there's kind of a mixed record there. And I think what Iowa is about is proving that you're among the contenders. You don't have to win Iowa to guarantee yourself. There's no guarantee of that, regardless whether you win or not, what's going to happen with the nomination. But I don't think that that's the point either. I think Iowa is, winnow is the word that we always hear. Iowa shows who's serious, who's able to put together the best organization, who's able to put together a campaign that gets the candidate's message out there. And it's the old three tickets thing, historically has been, if you have a top three finish in Iowa, you're still in the game. You're in a good spot to keep continuing to campaign in the states like New Hampshire and Nevada, and then the Super Tuesday states that follow.
Okay, and so for the Democratic presidential candidates that you've been covering, what are the main issues? What are the things that they've been talking about the most?
Well, I think what they've mostly been trying to stress is the issues that you hear most about from the voters, and the big two throughout the campaign have been healthcare and the environment. I think as the campaign has grown along and some public incidents have happened, you could add gun safety, gun regulations to that short list of top issues as well. So you hear a lot about those three in particular, because the candidates know that's what the voters are interested in. When they do Q&A type events, those are the questions that you hear most about are again, healthcare and the environment and gun policy.
And how about impeachment? Has that come up much, or is that, shall we say, pretty recent compared to those other issues?
Sure, but, you know, not really. And especially when you talk about the questions that the voters, the caucus goers, ask, you don't hear much about that. Sometimes, you know, the candidates are starting to talk a little bit more about that in their speech portions of the events. But even then, they're not, you know, it's not the centerpiece. It's, you know, like, for example, I just attended a Kamala Harris event here earlier this week, you know, and she mentioned she thinks the president needs to impeach. She thinks it's time for that. But it was, you know, just kind of, and also, by the way, here's another thing, and fairly quickly moved on. So it's a topic that's out there, and candidates are addressing, but it's not, you know, the most important thing. It's not the focal point of those talks. And like I said, it's not really a focal point at all of the voters.
Okay. Now, besides president, one of the key races in Iowa next year will be for the U.S. Senate. Joni Ernst running for re-election after one term. How would you describe her record in the U.S. Senate so far?
You know, Senator Ernst will, once her record is talked about on the campaign, there'll be issues that Democrats will try to flag and make a criticism. And health care, I'm sure, will be the one. We already kind of see that she did vote for repealing the federal health care law, the Affordable Care Act, and that's something that Democrats believe was not the right vote, and they believe they can convince not only their voters, but maybe some moderate or swing voters that that was the wrong action to take. So they'll talk about health care. I expect Senator Ernst will talk about the things she's tried to do as far as the rural economy. She'll talk about how she was a champion for the administration addressing the ethanol issue and the waivers that they were giving out to oil refineries. She'll talk about how she went to bat for Iowa in that regard. So those are maybe two of the big ones that you'll hear about from the various sides of this campaign. Gets going is the Democrats will talk about health care, and Senator Ernst will talk about ethanol and ag issues.
And who are the Democrats who want to run against her next year?
So there are four right now. Teresa Greenfield, who's a businesswoman from Des Moines, and she actually ran in the 3rd District Congressional primary 2 years ago. Eddie Morrow, who's also a Des Moines area businessman. Kimberly Graham, who is an attorney from Indianola, and Michael Franken, who is has a military background, and he's from Western Iowa. So those are the four that are in the primary right now.
And it seems like we hear the most from Greenfield and Morrow. Are those more likely than the others to come out of the primary?
I don't know. I'm not necessarily yet. It's going to be interesting to me. Greenfield is the one for sure who the Democratic, I don't know if I want to say establishment or what the right word here is, but some of the elected officials and for sure the National Democratic Organization has put its support behind Teresa Greenfield and the resources that come with that. So she has lined up some early endorsements and support. Mr. Franken made some really interesting campaign hires. He got some really good people who have been experienced in Iowa politics. Morrow and Graham have been very active on social media and holding events. So I think it's going to be a competitive primary, and it's going to be interesting to watch.